Millions of Americans tuned into the first presidential debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. There were several standout moments, but something else stood out too: their choice of outfits. Trump sported a blue tie and Clinton was decked out in a red pantsuit. But why are Democrats blue and Republicans red? Megan Coyle has the story.
The last time California voted Republican was way back in 1988. Nowadays, California is overwhelmingly a Democrat or blue state. However, the notion of red states and blue states is actually a relatively new one. 1972 was the first year that most Americans had color televisions, and the first time that networks used color maps to report an election. But the colors the networks used for each party weren't consistent. CBS actually used the color blue to represent Republican states for the first 20 years.
For Reagan, well, it's a different story. They're shown in blue, and this country is almost solidly in the Reagan colors tonight.
TV networks used red for Democratic states, probably because that's the color used by most left-leaning parties around the world. But ABC used the red for Republicans in the 1980 election. That was because red and Reagan was an easy association. First Lady Nancy Reagan ended up making red a part of her signature style, not because it was the color of the Republican Party, but just because she liked the color. She called it a picker-upper. In fact, it wasn't until the 2000 election that the colors we now associate with each party really became locked in. Presidential historian and former political correspondent Richard Reeves says that the colors may actually have a hand in polarizing American politics, pushing them into one of two camps.
The whole society is moving toward simplifying things, and I guess getting down to red and blue is about as basic and simple as you can get.
There's also probably a subconscious appeal.
Most people have a favorite color, and my favorite color has always been blue, and my politics are blue too, though I didn't plan it that way.
Green happens to be my favorite color, so there's no telling who I'll vote for come November. For Annenberg Media, I'm Megan Coyle.